Hey guys, welcome to Debunked, our podcast where we discuss quite literally everything about anything. My name is Soma and I'll be your host today along with...
Rohit.
Hi, Lunch.
So without further ado, let's begin. So today, we're going to be talking about everything that's happened this past week, and it's been kind of crazy, I'm not going to lie. So we've had some of the biggest coronavirus surges within the past week. I believe what people are now calling this is a tsunami rather than just another, you know, wave of cases coming in. And we have seen these small waves before, but this one is like completely and on another order of magnitude. Other than that, Trump has finally conceded, but not really, as of this morning. And in addition, we celebrated Diwali and all of that, but that's something we won't really be discussing as much of. Rohit has a review for the PlayStation 5, which he got his hands on after pre-ordering, so stay tuned for that. And we have lots of other exciting stuff to discuss, so let's get right into it. Kailash, do you want to start us off with the coronavirus surges?
Yeah, so the current coronavirus surges, they're nothing compared to what it was like in March or April. They're like way higher, you know. I believe it was Thursday or Friday where they said there have been, like in the US, 180,000 new cases in one day. And at this rate, like many doctors are just wondering how long it takes before we get to like 300,000 cases per day, just because the rate of spread is like massively exponential and it just keeps growing. And you know, relating to this, the incoming Biden administration, a few of the people on their COVID task force team have suggested like maybe a national lockdown would be a solution, although they say it is their last resort. Like, so we're not exactly sure what they plan to do about this, but at least they are considering that as an option, because that's just how bad it has gotten. You know, hospitals are completely overloaded, and you know, people were worried about the hospital capacity being maxed out in March, but now it's so much worse than that period of time. So people are wondering, you know, whether the United States has a public health disaster on its hands.
Yeah, and the current the biggest concern of our president right now is voter fraud, rather than looking at, you know, massive cases coming in, genuine health crisis of magnanimous proportions, and potential of, you know, losing thousands and if not a million lives by the end of, I don't even know. What does it look like, the rate we're going at right now?
What do you mean by that?
Like how many, wait. The recording just got disconnected for a second. All right, so the point was I was trying to make was how many cases we're going to see by the end of this year, or by the time Biden comes in. You know, like you mentioned, Biden might be considering a national lockdown. Will things get that bad by that point in time?
So there's no hard and fast number. It's just, you know, they're thinking that maybe perhaps possibly by the end of this year it could reach 300,000 cases per day. And they were saying, I believe, like many models have been predicting like maybe over 2,000 deaths per day, like by the second week of January, and quite potentially 400,000 deaths, which is like, those numbers are startling, you know. Those are more than like the
we're gonna be war. Basically doubling what the total death count was by the time the presidential debate rolled around.
Yeah,
to the point when we come towards Biden's inauguration. Wow, that is crazy. And then again, viruses do grow, they do tend to spread exponentially, and obviously now that we've been in the lockdown for how many months now, eight
well It not necessarily though, like it's on and off. There's 50 different lockdowns and 50 different strategies, which is kind of the problem there.
That is a very big problem. We're supposed to have like kind of one unified strategy so that everything either works or everything is being fixed so that everything works at the same time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then again, like once people have been in a lockdown for 8 months, I feel like now people are kind of disregarding the rules. They're like, eh, whatever. Right?
Yeah, at this point, exactly. They're
jaded with all of the coronavirus talk. I don't know if people will be willing to follow stricter or bigger restrictions. But then again, this is a force of nature. So nature won't care if what you feel. You will get infected with the virus if you don't take proper precautions. So I would generally try and heed the advice of healthcare experts, especially the CDC. And, you know, we'll see how this goes from then on and there on out. So let's kind of move on to talking about Trump's concession. There have been lots of talks about this. I think every single day on the news, there hasn't been a single time where I haven't seen like at least one person talking about the possible implications of Trump not conceding, or I haven't seen posts circulating around social media where people haven't been talking about, you know, Trump and his what his him not conceding means. Because all of the talk about voter fraud and everything, you know, it's first and foremost, there is no credibility to it. And it's not me saying this, it's the Department of Homeland Security, I believe, that just said, released a statement earlier today where they said that this has been the most secure election in this in US's history. So do you guys have any thoughts on that?
Obviously this weekend we had like those million MAGA march, like those protests in DC. Everyone was protesting the theft of the election by the Democrats by providing absolutely no evidence. And you know, this is pretty dangerous because long after Trump himself is gone, like these people continue to believe that that he is the legitimate president, and that, you know, the election was always stolen, and that's going to undermine faith in like democracy. And that's definitely a very bad thing. Cause,
I feel like what Trump has accomplished, and this is in a very bad sense, by the way, what I'm saying, not only like undermining faith in democracy, undermining faith in facts. You know what I mean? Like, it's a fact that Biden won legitimately. It's a fact that there was no mass election fraud or no cases where, you know, dead people started voting all of a sudden. First of all, the U.S. is one of the most advanced countries on the planet. Do you think that their systems would allow such things to happen? They keep track of like every single person, especially speaking from like an immigration standpoint. At least I can attest to the fact that they keep track of a lot of your information, right? Like, do you think this would be possible in such a country?
100% not. And you know, there was like last time, like last election, Trump claimed that there was like 3 or 4 million illegal immigrants who voted. Like, that's not even remotely possible.
I believe someone made a joke about that too, where they said that if 3 million illegal immigrants voted last time, 5 million people didn't vote for you this time. So did you just say that you let in 2 more million immigrants, a million illegal immigrants, since the time you've been in presidency? I mean, the audacity of him. I mean, he can just say whatever he wants at this point and his fan base will believe him.
What I think is funny is how, like, you know, obviously Trump tweets a lot, and like almost all of his tweets on Twitter during the election about voter fraud and everything are literally marked as misleading.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I think that's hilarious.
Speaking of the misleading part, I believe deactivate Trump was trending today, right? On Twitter, because he has been releasing dangerously fraudulent information to a very massive, like a giant fan base he has. And then he has a huge following, right? Like each one of his tweets at least sees like a couple of 100,000 people, if not millions. And, you know, him constantly lying about it from his position in authority is very dangerous, not only for democracy, but just for... It'll be unhinging people's beliefs, you know? Like, it'll slowly start to break down what people will and will not believe in. Like, some people who follow him will start believing in his lies and, you know, stop listening to the facts, whereas other people will just get pissed and try and start arguments.
Yeah, there's been a lot of misinformation this election, and I think it's rather obvious where most of that is coming from. And even on Instagram, like when you try to make a post about the election,
you get hit with
like,
so many
it literally
Trump bots.
Prompts you. It prompts you to like read election info before you actually make the post.
I would never have imagined such things happening this year. I mean, of course I did imagine the part that Trump won't concede because he's a giant crybaby, but him him creating such hysteria around massive voter fraud and people stealing the election, even though we live in such an advanced country, you know, you, on one hand you brag about us having the best military, the best systems in the world, and then on another hand you claim that such dumb things could take place in our country.
Yeah,
it's
I
next
mean,
level.
There was like a comparison to how if this happened in any like other third world country, the United States would be busy currently invading it in like trying to institute democracy. I mean, it's weird how they described it, right? Like America's basically now a crisis-ridden oil-rich country with ethnic divisions. Like, what does that sound like?
It's good. I mean, I feel like hypocrisy is starting to trend more and more in America, especially when you look at it from a global standpoint. And never has it been more apparent than in this presidency. I mean, the sheer amount of hypocrisies we've faced in the past 2 months alone with the Supreme Court confirmation and everything in the election, the debates leading up to the election, and now this, you know, it's been crazy.
It's honestly sad, man. Like, it is actually depressing.
It is. I mean, it only fuels the compassion fatigue that I know many American people, and not only Americans, but people around the world have been feeling regarding the state of everything that's going on, you know, in terms of politics and then geopolitical affairs. Everything has kind of been getting worse, and not only in quality, but also in massive quantities. And we're not able to, you know, care about we don't have the capacity to care about everything at once. So we're all starting to kind of get in this once soul state of being just depressed all the time. Before we leave off, there's a really quick word from our sponsors. So stay tuned for our next episode where we will discuss something new and break down everything for you. It would be appreciated if you guys could drop us a like and write us a review on your preferred platforms. Go check out our website for more information and check us out on Instagram. Share our podcast with your friends if you liked it. We're really grateful for those of you who've been tuned in so far, and we hope you guys can grow along with us on this journey wherever it takes us. And hit that outro!